This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Where in the world?
Poland, with support from the Polish Cultural Institute.
You join us as John I. Flyerlot continues to scour the planet in search of answers to his riddles. Fearless in his pursuit of knowledge, there isn't an ocean too wide, or a cave too deep, or a desert too dry to keep him from his quest. But where in the world is John I. Flyerlot today?
Dzień dobry. That means hello in Polish. As you might have guessed, I'm in Poland with another riddle to solve, and it looks like it's all about everyday life in Poland. The things you'll need to know about if you're visiting. Let's see what it says. When you visit Poland, there's lots to learn about. But if you stay, remember this, you mustn't leave it out. There's certainly loads to learn about Poland. It sits between Germany and Belarus to the east of Europe. That might sound a long way away, but it's only a couple of hours on a plane. It's part of the European Union, like we are, and it has a parliament like the UK. And a really cool thing is that once a year, the children get to be in charge. Well, for a day at least, on International Children's Day. But what sort of things are really important for visitors to know? Well, how about money? You can't travel very far without it. The money used in Poland is złota, which literally means golden. They're easy to work out. 100 grosz makes one złota. If you get stuck, you can always ask how much by saying ile kosztuje. So, is understanding the money what we need to remember? Okay, what about telling the time? Did you know Polish kids go to sleep and wake up later? That's because Poland is in a time zone that's 1 hour ahead of the UK. So something you shouldn't forget is to change your watch when you visit. If you get muddled up, you can always ask, "Która godzina?" That means, what time is it? So, is knowing about the time difference the answer to the riddle? In that case, perhaps it's about Polish customs. These are special ways of doing things that have been the same for hundreds of years. Some customs relate to clothes. Now, most Polish people wear clothes just like you and me. But something you might see in Poland are people wearing national dress. This is an outfit made from a white material called flax and are often covered in beautiful embroidered coloured patterns. These have been made and worn for hundreds of years. But don't worry, you don't need to wear one yourself to visit. Other customs are related to religion. There are many religions practiced in Poland. The largest is Catholicism. You may see small shrines at the side of roads where people leave offerings and prayers. But you don't have to be religious to visit, so I don't think that's our answer. Other customs are to do with good manners. Manners are very important in Poland. Children are polite and respectful to adults and call them Mr. or Mrs., not by their first names. So is having good manners the answer to the riddle? No. Although being polite is important and part of our answer, I think. And we've had some clues along the way. It's the Polish language. It's definitely something you won't be able to miss when you visit Poland. And learning a few words or phrases will help you get by. Two easy ones to start with. Yes is tak and no is nie. Manage those okay? Well, two other very important words in any language are please and thank you. That's proszę and dziękuję. Which all means, I think I'm ready with my answer. If you visit Poland, there's a lot to learn about. But if you stay, remember this, you mustn't leave it out. The answer is the Polish language. Haha, riddle solved! Easy! You can find out more about Poland on the Fun Kids website. See you another time for more puzzles from Poland. Until then, do widzenia! That means goodbye!
Where in the world?
Poland is a Fun Kids production with support from the Polish Cultural Institute.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.